Welcome to Fellowship of the Cross podcast. I am Pastor Josh. This week's podcast, Zechariah 4:6, Living by the Spirit. Living by the Spirit. In our walk with God, we often face challenges and obstacles that seem insurmountable. Whether it's personal struggles, ministry responsibilities, or the weight of our calling, we can feel overwhelmed. But Zechariah 4:6 provides a powerful reminder, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Let's explore what it means to live by the Spirit. Our inadequacy. We live in a world that values self-sufficiency and human achievement. We're encouraged to rely on our own strength, intelligence, and resources. However, as Christians, we must recognize our inadequacy apart from God. Our efforts alone cannot accomplish God's purpose. The source of power. Zechariah's words point us to the true source of power, the Holy Spirit. Jesus emphasized this truth, apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. The Spirit empowers us for every aspect of life, not just spiritual matters. We can't even take a breath without God's power at work in us. Surrender and dependence. Living by the Spirit requires surrender and dependence. We must yield our plans, ambitions, and desires to God. Instead of relying on our own might, we learn to lean on the Spirit's strength. It's not about what we can achieve. It's about what we can accomplish through what we can, it's not about what we can achieve. It's about what God can accomplish through us. The fullness of God. When we operate in the Spirit's power, we experience the fullness of God. Our limitations fade away as His limitless strength flows through us. We become vessels for His glory, conduits of His grace, and instruments of His love. It's not about our abilities, it's about His anointing. Practical application. How do we practically live by the Spirit? Pray regularly. Seek the Spirit's guidance and empowerment. Word. Immerse yourself in God's Word. It's the Spirit's voice. Obedience. Obey promptings and convictions from the Spirit. Faith. Trust that God's Spirit is at work, even when we can't see it. In conclusion, let's abandon self-reliance and embrace Spirit dependence. When the vision seems dead, remember Zechariah 4:6. It's not by our might or by power, but by God's Spirit that we'll see breakthroughs. Live in the reality today. You need Jesus and the power of His Spirit in you to do everything. May we continually seek the anointing of the Holy Spirit and trust in His power to accomplish God's purpose in and through us. Amen.